This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of Nervive. Nervive Nerve Relief is designed to reduce occasional nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort in hands or feet due to aging. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. That was the Opus 76 Quartet of Kansas City. We just heard from Mozart's Hunt Quartet. That's the one of the Haydn quartets, I think, number 4. The Opus 76 Quartet is the new young quartet in Kansas City that is taking everyone by storm and has lots of concerts coming up, and their first violinist just happens to be here. Welcome, Keith Stanfield.
Thank you so much for having me, Cordelia.
I'm so glad you're here because I'm curious about what you have on tap for this fall. Your recording sounds so good, but you guys sound so much better in person.
Oh, you're very sweet. Yes, well, we have a couple of concerts this Sunday and next Thursday, actually. On Sunday, we're playing Mendelssohn Octet with students from the Youth Symphony of Kansas City, where we have an educational residency. We're also playing Mendelssohn Quartet number 4. And the Ravel Quartet. So the concert is called Youthful Exuberance, and that's at 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Loreto Building. And then we have something rather charming with very limited availability, actually. It's called Haydn at the Museum on Thursday, and it's at 6 o'clock. It's an hour concert. There's drinks afterwards, and it's an all-Haydn program set at the Kansas City Museum, which is the Versailles of Kansas City, if I dare say. It's beautifully decorated on the inside and the outside, and it's an opportunity to hear chamber music in the very setting that it was designed to be heard.
So, now, do you mean the actual Kansas City Museum?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes.
That one.
The one that recently...
Yes,
on I think it's Pershing, mm-hmm. Pershing Road.
That's beautiful inside.
Yeah. It really is. It's... I took a trip to Paris 2 years ago to see the Palace of Versailles for the first time, and I have to say it's probably top equal with the Sistine Chapel for me in terms of architectural beauty. But the Kansas City Museum is a leaf straight out of that book, and it's really quite beautiful. It's only just recently reopened. But in any case, the concert will be at 6, and I think there'll be drinks afterwards at the venue. So there's only about 20 seats available. It is very small and intimate. I don't know how many are available now, but if you'd like to go and check that out, you can see all the details at our website, which is www.opus76.org.
And what's the date on that?
It's Thursday. Whatever day Thursday is, I'm so sorry, I'm bad with dates. I couldn't even tell you what the date is today.
Oh, well, the website will tell all.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so that's coming up. Now, the concert at the Loreto, is that this Sunday, September 15th?
That's correct, yes.
Now, the Loreto is fascinating. It used to be an abbey.
I believe it was a Catholic girls' boarding school, but it could have also been... I don't deny that what you say is also true, but it is a very beautiful building. It reminds me of an old European conservatoire, and working there at the Youth Symphony on Sundays is rather nostalgic for me because of the architecture of the building. It reminds me of my childhood going to similar institutions and learning music.
Mm-hmm. Where did you study music in London?
So I was a Suzuki child. I did the Suzuki method from the age of 3, and then I went to the Purcell School of Music, which is rather like Interlochen in the United States, but for Europe. And I went to the Royal Academy of Music from about the age of 5 until 21. So I lived in that building for many years and loved every moment of it.
Didn't you also play soccer? Or, excuse me, football?
Yes, no, you can say either soccer. I think if I grew up in this country, I would have really tried to play your football. It's very exciting, particularly now, living in Kansas City. But... No, I played soccer, yes, but I took that on rather late. My parents weren't musicians, and whilst they were very supportive of me learning music and learning the violin, sports were really their passion. And so later on, I started playing soccer, and I worked at it a little and then ended up playing for my mother's country, Western Samoa.
That's wonderful. Now, you also, you work with the Kansas City Youth Symphony, right?
That's correct. I'm the artistic director currently.
So what's going on with that? When do you have a concert you're already working for?
Well, we have a lot of chamber recitals that the students are working towards, and that culminates this semester in a star-studded concert of concerti. We have Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto with Sean Chen, who's going to come and play the Van Cliburn winner, of course. We also have the Beethoven's Emperor Concerto in the same concert with Julie Couturin, a soloist from Georgia, who I went to Royal Academy with, who we've actually recorded for KPR with. That we did the Brahms piano quintet with her. And there's going to be a Paganini concerto as well, and something else. So lots of concertos with the orchestras in fall, which should be very exciting.
So tell us about how you're the string quartet in residence for the Midwest Trust Center.
Sure. It's a wonderful position, and we're able to put on a lot of classical concerts through them in a sort of innovative and modern way. I think last season, if I remember correctly, we've been doing this for about 3 years with them now, and we were able to play on the stage in the round on a old-fashioned chamber music table, which was, again, right out of the history books of how chamber music originally started. And it's this sort of table, like a small card table with music stands on them. And people could sit in a circle around us so they could get a different view of each player depending on what piece we were playing. So we do things like that as well as more traditional concerts. We get a special guest every single year, and last season we had Paul Neubauer come and play the Brahms Viola Quintet with us in G, which was spectacular. This season, it's David Kim, the concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra, coming to play Tchaikovsky Souvenir de Florence and the Brahms G major sextet. And we've just signed a very exciting agreement for next year. But I probably should hold off on mentioning that. Suffice to say, the celebrities keep on getting bigger and bigger. So that's how our residency works. We do educational outreach with them as well. And that's part of Sunday's concert with them. This Next Gen series is to get some of the students involved. So some of the students will be playing the Mendelssohn Octet with us from Youth Symphony. And then in November, we have a great concert. It's called Merriment and Madness. So two happy pieces and two nuts pieces. Basically, we're playing a Mozart quartet and the Holberg Suite with the Youth Symphony of Kansas City. That will be with the entire string section of our symphony orchestra, so about 50, 60 kids. And then we're going to play Beethoven Opus 95 and then Shostakovich 8 with the kids. So that's the Merriment and the Madness. Should be very exciting. That'll be in November.
The Opus 76 Quartet has brought so many wonderful events to Kansas City. You're bringing back the elegance of classical music, but yet you're making it the music available for everyone.
Well, that's very kind. I mean, that's really our aim. I didn't grow up with musical parents. Classical music sort of found me when I was very young, and I only listen to classical music, honestly. I can't say the same for my colleagues in the quartet. They're much cooler than I am. But I just, it's not because of snobbishness or anything. I just really like classical music. I like what it does for you. I think it makes you a better listener. I think that the arts are the gym of the mind. And it's very important nowadays, I think, to be able to have skills such as discernment and listening. And I think that leads us on to other things that you're doing today with the drive. I think it's very, very important to support things like KPR, and in particular KPR, have done so much for us over our careers here in Kansas City that if there's any opportunity to support the arts through KPR, I'd strongly advise people to do it.
Well, thank you, and you've helped us out quite a bit in the past. And to help out with KPR, the phone number is 888-577-5268. I can't think of a more wonderful way than to have the beautiful voice of Keith Stanfield to give us a plug. You know, it's so exotic to hear your wonderful English brogue.
Well, I'd have to thank my upbringing for that, I guess, but my father was from Australia and my mother was from Western Samoa, so it's mainly English with two little twangs here and there.
Well, but you grew up in London, though, so.
That's correct, yes. I got the full English experience growing up in London. along with some full English breakfasts as well.
Oh, good. All right. Well, Sunday, September 15th, Youthful Impressions, Mendelssohn and Ravel, the Opus 76 Quartet, the Youth Symphony of Kansas City musicians. We'll be playing the Mendelssohn Octet, Quartet No. 4, and the Ravel Quartet. And this is at the Loretto. That's on 39th Street. And the Kansas City Museum event, it starts at 6 p.m. Haydn at the Museum, Concert 1, is Thursday, September 26th, so the last Thursday in September. A guided journey through the complete works of Joseph Haydn for string quartet, with ticket information to follow. Thank you so much for coming in,
Keith. It's my great pleasure. Thank you for having me, Cordelia.
All right. Give us that web address again for the Opus 76 Quartet.
Sure. It's www.opus76.org. That's opus76.org.
All right. Well, here's a medley of Gershwin tunes, and we'll be hearing Rhapsody in Blue later on this morning, but here's a little appetizer for that. This is Kansas Public Radio. That's some fun music, isn't it? A medley of tunes of Gershwin played by the Salon Orchestra Group. You could hear the string bass in there. That's what always tells me it's a neat salon group. I Salonisti, the salon players, this morning here on KPR. We got more great music coming up. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We would like to thank IHOP for providing breakfast for our guests and volunteers during our membership drive. IHOP, serving up breakfast and open 24/7 at 3102 Iowa Street in Lawrence. And also a big thank you to River Rat Print and Skate. River Rat is a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. We'll talk with Keith Stanfield, the violinist, in a bit, but Laura Lorson came in early. She's our All Things Considered host and one of our news editors here at KPR. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Cordelia. Delightful. Good morning.
Good morning, Cordelia. How are you?
Thank you so much for allowing me to pop in and talk with people about KPR and the many wonderful things that we bring you, whether it's the great classical music, great interviews with local musicians, the information about local performances, and more. I feel like Kansas Public Radio is really sort of a clearinghouse, a place you turn to learn what's going on in the music world in this general area. Right now, we are looking for new members. A Chicago listener and Topeka native is matching your gift up to $700 if we can pick up you and six other people who have never been members before. We get a special bonus from the KPR Advisory Board. So now's the time to do that at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can give us a call at 888-577-5268. Speak to Max Paley, who's taking your calls. Want to thank an existing member, an anonymous member from Manhattan, who just re-upped, said, "I've been listening and decided I better do my part." So thank you very much. And also many thanks to Casey Wright, a brand new member from Baldwin City. She works for the Baldwin School District. Teacher, big reader, been meaning to support for some time. Thank you so much for your membership. We're thrilled to have you with us. We are hoping that you, too, will become a new member today, or if you're already an existing member, maybe you're a sustainer. If you upped your gift, it would really help us out to get to that overall goal. Now is the time to do it at kansaspublicradio.org or online. Actually, that is online. Or you can call us at 888-577-5268. Keith Stanfield is with us as well, and we are working out.
Keith, thank you so much for coming in to support the cause here at Kansas Public Radio. And like we were just talking about, there's something in common between Kansas Public Radio and the Opus 76 Quartet of Kansas City, that we want to make classical music available to everybody. But the only way we can do that is how can people contribute? What's a good reason to make people contribute?
Well, there are so many good reasons to contribute to KPR. It's hard to nail down just one, but all I would say is that Kansas Public Radio did incredible things for us in our career early on. We were able to come on when we just started and play an entire quartet, which really put us on the map, and we owe KPR a debt of gratitude, and I'm sure we're not the only musicians in town or in Kansas who owe a significant debt of gratitude for the exposure and the trust and belief that Kansas Public Radio has shown in local and statewide artists. We also recorded a couple of albums for KPR as well, and such things simply would not be possible without the support of KPR. I was just sitting here thinking that when I was a child, you know, a little while ago now, of course, but you always paid for news. You went to the corner shop and you bought your newspaper. There was always a cost associated with it. And that was because of the quality of the news that you were getting. You could choose whichever newspaper you wanted to buy, but there was always a price, however small, associated with it, because that's the cost of journalism and the cost of putting on artistic things. As I said earlier, the arts are the gym of the mind, and in terms of getting people to become better listeners and more discerning listeners, the arts, in particular, in my opinion, classical music is really the strongest exercise for that. And in supporting KPR, that's exactly what you're doing. You're supporting the improvement of listening and discernment within society, and it's so, so important now to support things which do good.
Thank you so much, Keith. Very well said. The way to contribute is by calling us at 888-577-5268 or just come online to kansaspublicradio.org. The amazing music of Puccini, Musetta's Waltz, one of the big themes from his opera La Bohème with Barry Wordsworth and the BBC Concert Orchestra this morning on Kansas Public Radio. And next we present music of Keaton Hoy. By Keaton Hoy, this is called The Tragedy of Marguerite on Kansas Public Radio. That was a piece by Keaton Hoy, and it was called The Tragedy of Marguerite, and it was the American Modern Ensemble with clarinetist Tasha Warren, Sean Clare violin, Luis Bernardo Castro Sanchez cello, and Jeffrey Burleson piano. Here on KPR, the music of Keaton Hoy. And we'll hear another piece by him next, but just a little bit about Keaton Hoy. Well, he's a page at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. He studies at the Manus School of Music. He went to Lawrence High School in Kansas, right here. And he lives in New York, New York. Keaton Hoy, this is another style of his music. Let's listen now to a short piece by Keaton Hoy from his First Images. This is called Adventure by Keaton Hoy on Kansas Public Radio. That's the music of Keaton Hoy. He's, he's from Lawrence, Kansas, but now he's making his living as a composer in New York City and studying music. Keaton Hoy on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. And you can check our playlists to find out more about those recordings. We just heard Adventure after we heard The Tragedy of Marguerite, the music of Keaton Hoy here on KPR. Next, in just a few minutes, we'll hear the Great American Main Street Band for the Cantonians, a march by Russell Alexander. And we have some fun classical music coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, least of which is Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin. We're so glad that you're listening this morning to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, and I am so pleased to have co-hosts this morning, your classical friends, violinist Keith Stanfield and Laura Larson, who is your host of All Things Considered. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Cordelia, and thanks again for coming in, Keith. It's such a treat to have you here, and thanks to you for listening. You're the reason we do all of this. You're the reason that we put on the programs. You're the reason we bring in the live performers. You're the reason we are playing music. Many hours of classical music a day. We bring you news at certain times. We bring you jazz. All of it is done for you, the listener. We are looking for some new members at this hour here on KPR. Six new members keep us on target to be able to take advantage of a challenge from the KPR Advisory Board. We'll pick up $5,000 if we can get to a total of 125 new members, and we just have a few of those left. You still have the opportunity to help us earn some money. It's an especially time good to do this because on top of that, a Chicago listener and Topeka native is matching your gift. We have about $500 to take advantage of there. So let's say you wanted to pledge $1 a day. That would be doubled. Let's say you wanted to pledge $500. That would be doubled. Looking for you and five other brand new members here in the next few minutes. Join us by calling 888-577-5268 or do it online. Quick and easy at KansasPublicRadio.org. Quickly want to thank Sarah Hawkins, a brand new member from Alma, Kansas. She says, I enjoy the mixture of fun and light, happy stories with the often sad and heavy world news. I love that all of it is just a button away, and I can't wait to explore more. Just downloaded the NPR and KPR apps. Keep up the good work. Happy to finally join. Sorry, I got all excited there. Also, many thanks to Jamie Roberts of Shawnee, an existing member. Thank you so much. He says we're doing a wonderful job. We're trying, Jamie. Thank you so much. Give us a call now at 888-577-5268.
We'd love to hear from you now. We'd love to read your name on the air. Thanks for being a classical music lover, and thanks for supporting it at 888-577-5268 or KansasPublicRadio.org.
Keith, I know Opus 76 has a very special connection with KPR. You were telling me that you all have been sort of from the outset of you becoming publicly known, were affiliated with KPR. What year did that happen?
Gosh, we're in our seventh season now, so that would have been 7 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Where does the time go? Because I think I can remember that day that it happened, and it feels like it was just yesterday.
Well, I mean, the cultural contribution that Kansas Public Radio makes to society in the state of Kansas and even beyond cannot be underestimated. And without their support, the art scene in Kansas and the KC metro area would not be what it is. It's really largely down to KPR and everything that they do for musicians, artists, and also for everyone in terms of the kind of news they give out. And so if there's anyone that can support their excellent work, I'd strongly encourage them to do so this morning.
We try to be helpful to new and upcoming groups as well as supporting those that have been around for ages and ages. And again, really appreciate your support and willingness to come in and chat with us today. You can become a member by calling 888-577-5268. Again, this is an excellent time to do it because we're working on sort of two simultaneous challenges. But the one I'm going to mention right now is a Chicago listener and Topeka native will match your gift up to $550. So your dollar a day pledge doubled, your $500 pledge doubled, your $10 a month pledge doubled right now. Give us a call at 888-577-5268.
That's the best way to join. And like Laura said, we've got two challenges going on. What difference does it make? Twice the money for us.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hate to put the filthy lucre portion of this out there, but the bottom line is to keep bringing you this fantastic programming. We need to fund it. We need to support it. There are lots of behind the scenes people who need to get paid to make sure that it all works together. It's like a big meshing machine, you know, that everything works together.
Yes.
That's how it needs to happen, but it all begins with you picking up the phone and making the call at 888-577-5268 or online, kansaspublicradio.org.
And before we go back to the Great American Main Street Band, Keith Stanfield, Kansas City violinist, thank you so much for coming in and promoting the cause.
It's my pleasure, Cordelia, and thank you to you and everyone at KPR for supporting the arts so strongly.
Oh, thank you, Keith. All right, let's hear the Great American Main Street Band on Kansas Public Radio. the Great American Main Street Band playing a piece by Russell Alexander, a march called The Cantonians. We've got more great classical music ahead in the next hour. We're going to have some classical fun, some fun little pieces. Don't go away. We don't want you to miss a thing. Remember, it's easy to take KPR with you, whether you listen through the app or through the website. We've had members call in and renew their membership from all over the world, San Francisco, Singapore. There are all kinds of reasons for supporting Kansas Public Radio. You know, you don't have to, but you know how the deal works. We're here for you. We have very limited funding. We've had cut after cut after cut. So we don't have the money that we used to, but we have a good setup. It does keep money to keep it going, though, and that's where you come in to support the ongoing costs of staff salaries and equipment maintenance and just keeping all the towers running that we have. As you know, once an hour, we remind you that we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 FM. That's how we came on the air originally in 1952, when FM was still new and still a pretty big deal. And through the years, we have spent hundreds and thousands of dollars to add, to expand our empire, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia at 89.7, plus KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. And we haven't heard from Chanute listeners. Not enough listeners support it to justify the cost. Call us now.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Nebraska Supreme Court has ruled that competing abortion initiatives can appear on the November ballot in the state. Nebraska Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports both sides asked the court to remove the opposing measure from the ballot.
A Lincoln-based doctor argued the initiative aiming to expand abortion rights until fetal viability unconstitutionally addressed two subjects on a single ballot proposal. In a countersuit, a group of doctors asked for the same constitutional test to be applied to the opposing measure that proposed.